3-6, the Adelaide Crows have their list for 2015. It is exciting. They've got a new coach and belief. They've just launched their membership packages. Joining us now, one of the other newbies, their Crows CEO, Andrew Fagan. Andrew, thanks for your time.
It's good to be here, mate.
I want to just quickly start with this. What a week we've had in sport. I hope we never experience that again, and I'm sure you'd want to say something on behalf of the Crows, I mean, honestly.
Yeah, look, a very tough week, and look, one of the things that you see in these times is how a community unites around I suppose, a fallen one, and you know, it's I don't think that's been seen to a greater extent as it has with Philip Hughes during the course of the week. The scenes have been truly amazing. You know, the outpouring of support. And look, it's I've got a slight touch point on it. I was obviously CEO of the Brumbies when we lost a player, Sean Mackay, back in April 2009. He was hit by a car. Wasn't killed while playing the sport that he loved, but just a few hours after playing in Durban, and lost his life. And look, I certainly, you know, on behalf of the club, we obviously provide all of our sympathies to the Sacker, to Philip Hughes and his family, to the Australian cricket team, you know, we did so during the course of the week, and we'll continue to support them where we can.
Well said. You've launched your 2015 membership packages. Can we just go through them right now? I mean, and I love it when a membership package comes out, because that's the start of the new season and people jump on board. So what can you share with us?
Well, look, it's a big time for us. So 57,000 members last year. Look, we'd love to go a little bit further this year, see if we can crack that 60,000 mark.
You know, there's a race on.
We know there's a race on. We know there's a race on. I've been reminded of that since arriving on more than one occasion.
Yep.
Look, there's plenty of options for everyone. We've obviously started at the moment with the rollover memberships. We do have a wait list there. I think, as everyone knows, that we sold out the membership in season 2014.
That's outstanding.
Well, yeah, look, it's a special thing. It's really quite remarkable. It's obviously viewing this from the East Coast. What the two clubs have done in Adelaide Oval has been been truly special. And look, we're just looking to take it a step further. In season 2015. And look, I think there's a membership for everyone. For those that can't who want to sign up, they can do so and jump on the wait list. They can become a 3-game member, and then work their way up through.
Now, last year was the first year at Adelaide Oval, so there was the big transfer from Amy Stadium to Adelaide Oval. You've had a chance to have a look at it for a year. Is there any change to any of the packages?
Not a lot, just looking to enhance where we can.
Yep.
A little bit of change to the configuration of the stadium, just to try and clean it up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, we took feedback from a full stadium on a number of occasions, which does pushes things to the limits.
Yep.
But all in all, I think the feedback's been really positive. It's an extraordinary venue. But what we are trying to do is just clean up those categories just a little bit more to, and where we can, trying to create some capacity as well for daily tickets. We want to make sure one of the benefits of having a large membership base is you've got a sold-out membership, but you also got to make sure we're exposing this great game to as many people as possible and looking to bring in new fans. So we're trying to do that as well.
How do you do that? How many dailies are you going to set aside? So they're walk-ups.
Yeah, let walk-ups. So look, we had around 5,000 to 6,000 last year.
Wow.
Now a lot of those get taken up
by the opposition team
and some of the other obligations that we've got. You quickly whittle it down to sort of 2,000 or 3,000, which is pretty small. So where we can, we'll go through obviously the renewal process. Now, the phones have been running hot. Just with people clarifying their position on that, and the response has been really positive, which is great. We'll then deal with moving people with some seat moving requests, and we'll do that as much as we can. Obviously, that's like a bit of a jigsaw puzzle. It's not so easy when you don't have too many seats to move people to or from. And then we'll go out for new memberships, and we'll go to the waiting list.
Beautiful. And the big one is cost. Up, down, same, gold, silver. Can you just give us some categories there?
Yeah, look, our base 11-game membership's gone up by $10. So that's a dollar a game. The most expensive price increase is $45 for our gold membership.
Yep.
We've tried to keep it to a minimum. And obviously the gold membership, as it's our most exclusive package. Get grand final access guaranteed, host of other benefits. They get to choose some merchandise. It's our gold ticket one. It's the largest increase, but we wanted to ensure that the majority of people had a smaller increase as possible.
Yep.
That's with our base 11-game membership. And, you know, look, we're playing at a great stadium. It's a little bit more expensive than it was at Amy. We've got to take that into account, and we're also investing more into our match day experience. So I'm pretty comfortable that people will have a good time out there.
We're at home and they'll pay anything. Andrew?
Well, I don't want them to pay anything. I want to make sure it's as accessible as possible.
Great value.
We'll push that we'll push that pretty hard. And so we're trying to keep them down as much as we can.
So I just got an email through from Ken, and he says, just a question for Andrew. You sent an email out during the week, which was regarding the membership, and it says, you will find there are price increases across the various membership types. And it basically finishes off by saying it's going to be less than $1 per game. My membership package is increased by $45. How is that less than $1 a game? So you've just answered that. So obviously Ken's he's a gold member, so that's slightly higher, but the 11 game members have gone up by $10.
By $10. Okay. So the 3 game membership as well has only gone up by $5. So we tried to keep those mass entry points as low as possible, but there are various price increases right across the categories. You know, we've got 7 membership categories, adult, concession, for each of them, juniors as well. So there are a number of price increases that are varied, but the minimum's $5, the maximum is $45.
And they're all on the AFC website if you want to get in there, and I'm sure you have a hotline that you can give out right at the end. And the value is also the Adelaide Oval. It's the new coach, the players, the way they play, the style of play. It's also game day experience now, and I know since you sat in that chair as the CEO, you said you want to just engage the fans and give them bang for buck. What could they expect new next year when they go to Adelaide Oval?
Yeah, look, we want to keep our powder dry a little bit, but look, one of the great things that I've come to learn is that looking at this from the East Coast, the Adelaide Oval experience was viewed as the best in the country. I sat in an AFL conference last week on the Gold Coast where both teams were viewed as being number one and number two in the competition, which is fantastic.
How good's that?
But it's fantastic, and it was good to stick it to the Victorians in that regard. But it's a great game of one-upmanship that exists in this city and in this state. And mate, I'm looking forward to being a part of it. So we'll give it our best. People will experience some things that are a little bit different in 2015. Mm. I'm sure Porter will respond as well. The attendee at Adelaide Oval will be the winner.
So you're putting a lot of effort into that, because we had the Channing, the 19th man flag, the Crow. I'm not saying they fell flat, but there is going to be change, and you're going to keep your powder dry, and a Crow fan will go there and experience something far greater than what they did last year.
Yeah, look, I hope so. So that we've got a bunch of ideas. I've also been meeting with groups of members over the course of the last couple of months. That's going to continue. I've got another group that I'm meeting with in a couple of weeks' time, where we're getting their feedback on their match day experience, what they liked, what they didn't like. So that we're engaging in that respect. We've got some great ideas that have come through. People will see some things a little bit different. And look, we're investing money into it as well. We want that experience to be to be the leading one in the country, and we'll do our utmost to achieve that.
It seems that's a conscious effort to try and reconnect with the fans. You've spoken about meeting with them. We know that Phil Walsh had a bit of a sitting with some members earlier in the year when he first started. So that obviously important for you?
It's critically important. So I said it in my first press conference, and I've said it on a number of occasions since, that we're at our base level, we're a community club. And we can't walk away from that. Doesn't matter how elite we become, doesn't matter how much money we put into our footy programs, and we throw out words like high performance and all the rest of it. We're a club that's owned by the community in which we live. They're the centre of our universe, and we've got to do as much as we can to engage with them. And I want to do that as authentically as possible, as often as possible. And look, I've started off on that foot, and I can intend to continue that way.
So you've had your feet under the desk for a couple of months now. What are the most pressing issues from your perspective?
Yeah, well, so I think on day two I had to find a new coach. So
rubber stamp that one. Done.
So by day 22 I announced him. I think day 23 we started to sort of restructure and enhance the footy program. I think on day 24, Michelangelo Ricci told me that it was day 83 of the Adelaide Oval review, and it sort of continued from there. So obviously, resolving the Adelaide Oval review is one. We dealt with the transport levy. I want the most elite footy program in the AFL. So Walsh is well on his way to establishing that. It'll take some time, but I think we've got the right people, the right man leading that process. Said we want to engage more deeply with our membership base, and that's large and passionate, and that has a strong desire for success. So that's the focus for the moment.
Adelaide Oval review, we're hearing it's getting close or closer. What's the sticking point? Where's it at from a Crows perspective?
Yeah, look, it's tough to talk about in any detail, Rowie, but...
I understand the confidentialities, but...
Yeah, look, I mean, ultimately, there's a football economy that's been created at Adelaide Oval. We've got to get the modelling right so the right percentage of funds are returned to the teams that are generating, you know, the uplift that's there. And that's obviously the major part of the negotiation is just determining, you know, how you split that uplift appropriately. Mm. And look, it's the negotiations have been held, you know, in good faith to date. It's a complex issue. Stadium deals are complex at the best of times, and when you overlay it with, you know, a whole lot of history that you have, you know, here in South Australia with regards to, you know, the SANFL, the changing of licences, the moving of, you know, venues. It's, you know, it's complex. Mm. So, but we've made a lot of progress. I'd love to get it resolved as quickly as possible and just sort of move on and continue with our business.
The Crows were the number one average aggregate crowd in the AFL, and that is enormous, without a shadow of a doubt. You've got your minimum uplift for moving from Amy to Adelaide Oval. Mm. So that being said, how much more? Just give us a figure. Is it 1 mil, 2 mil, 3 mil? How short are you, do you think? You've seen all the figures.
Yeah, I have seen the figures. Good try. No, I'm not going to give that to you. But and look, it's not about 1 or 2 mil. There is, who knows what, you know, what the crowds will be into the future. This is about getting the model right. The model has to work as crowds, you know, go up and down. This is a deal that needs to last a generation. So it's not just for today, which is why it's a little complex. And it's just not based on number of people through the gate. There's all sorts of things that work their way into it. There's a variety of revenue streams that come out of the stadium. There's a variety of cost structures that are a part of the deal. So it's complex, but fair to say we got an uplift, as you would expect. And clearly we don't feel which is fantastic.
Yep.
It was important, and I think the move to Adelaide Oval has been a, you know, resounding success. But the uplift on the basis of the, you know, the 48,000 average people that went there on each game just wasn't what we expected as a footy club. Wasn't what we were thinking we would get on that modelling. That's where the conversation sits.
What about the list manager? Is that going to be announced anytime soon?
Yes. Look, we're getting there. So I think I've said in recent times we look to have that in place before Christmas. Look, we're still on track to do that.
Okay.
And look forward to, you know, further bolstering the footy program in that regard. I think we know that spoken about that Dave Noble's been, you know, wearing a couple of hats. Really keen to ensure that he just, you know, can focus on being the best head of football in the AFL, and then we'll bring in a list manager to support our recruitment efforts going forward.
Just a couple of listener questions here. This one's from Anne. Can you ask Andrew, an Essential Plus Gold member, will that be a double whammy? Will it be $45 plus the $10 or just $45 with the increase in ticket pricing?
Mate, you're getting into an area of complexity for me.
You mentioned that the gold members are going up $45.
$45.
Yeah, so that's $45, not $55, which is good. Yeah. And also just a question about disability parking access. Is that going to be improved at all?
Yeah, disability parking access. So, look, I know that, you know, the guys have briefed me on this, that we're working hard to improve the access at the moment. It's part of the discussions, ongoing discussions with the stadium, and it's obviously parking's controlled by the Stadium Management Authority, so, you know, we're working with them to ensure that the appropriate access is there for our members.
Well done, Andrew Fagan, our guest, the CEO of the Adelaide Footy Club. Their Crows membership is out. Now, if you've got any questions, you can put them through to Bix. He'll read them out on the text or the email. You can ring the football club and sign on, because they're going to get 60,000, and if you're a Crow fan, you want them to get there first, because there is a race on, no question about that, at 10 minutes to 6. Great news on Texie Walker. We're hearing Rory Sloane's very close. How close, Andrew?
Oh, mate.
And we saw him today.
Did he say anything?
We hugged him. We couldn't get anything out of him. So we said, we got Andrew on. We'll speak to him.
That's right. Well, look, there's obviously always a lot of work going on in that recruitment space. I know when I first arrived, the guys, you know, whoever I spoke to said, just make sure you sign those three blokes, and it gets spoken about all the time. You guys have spoken about it a lot. It was great that that Tex, you know, signed on
How
nice and early.
How good was that?
You know, it was fantastic. He's one of the true leaders in the footy club. He loves the footy club, and it's great to have him there for the long term. Look, we're working through the rest of it. We're not going to provide sort of updates on each guy or go into specifics.
Because we're going to get fatigued with that, aren't we?
We will get fatigued with it. But, needless to say, you know, we know the importance of it, and we'll, the focus is there.
Phil Walsh, no doubt you speak to him daily. How have you seen him settle in and develop?
Yeah, look, he's an exceptional man. Like, I've been so impressed with him. It's been great to start with him at the same time, mm-hmm. so both to appoint him and then start where you don't often get the opportunity as a CEO to start with a senior coach. One of you is usually there, and the second person in is trying to work in with the leadership philosophy of the former. Look, he's an intense individual. He works extremely hard. When you hear him speak of elite standards and his work ethic, they aren't words. Mm. I can guarantee the listeners today, they're not words. They're demonstrated on a daily basis. The players are responding to that. As I said at the outset, we wanted the best footy program in the AFL, and I think we've got the bloke to lead it there. And he's using every bit of his 20 years of experience and creating a real learning environment for the players and the coaches around him as well.
Mm. What else do you have to add to that? Because it's going to be tax now. So you say you want the world's best footy department. What does he want? What's he asked you that he want that he needs?
Yeah, look, I think
has he got everything he wants next year? Because I think a lot of fans are wanting that. Everything he wants,
he's happy with what he's got in place right now. So a lot of for him is now working through his systems, his structures. He's got to, just like the players, he's got to push and prod and test and see what the capacity of everyone is in the footy club to respond how he needs them to do the best. And mate, it's not also about having the biggest either. Mate, it's not always about biggest is beating best. It's
being smart, smart.
Correct. It is about smarts can beat size and. And in a more equalised environment with the footy cap coming in, how you spend your dollar, comparatively to how the club next door spends its dollar becomes increasingly important. You've got to make it go as far as possible, with some A-grade appointments and some people working in a manner that, is truly elite. And like I said, the place is humming at the moment, and said that the players are responding accordingly, and I'm looking forward to... seeing him kick a footy sometime in the new year.
Oh, and that's the exciting thing. I mean, that's what we're here for, isn't it? Now, you've been there a while. Have you sorted out all the wheat from the chaff? You reckon you know exactly where the club's heading? Has it surprised you in the great state it's in, or there's work to be done? Where do you sit? Without breaching any confidences with the executives and all that. In your head, where does it sit?
Mate, I think it's an undervalued stock. I've said that on a couple of occasions.
Yep.
I think that the framework is really strong. I think there's lots of strength in the club. It's got a great support base. Yep. It plays out of an extraordinary venue. We've got a talented list. But clearly we've underperformed for a few years. So we've got to start to make some change and make some hard decisions to correct that.
So I think Crows fans want to hear that.
Yeah. Well, I think that they should be happy to see that we haven't been accepting of mediocrity over the course of the last few months, and that's the case. So, look, I do think it's an undervalued stock. I think there's tremendous opportunity. It's one of the reasons I came here, one of the reasons I accepted the role. I saw that there was massive upside. It said it, great raw bones. And plenty to work with, and we're starting that process now.
Bloody 1998's too far away, Bix. That's the bloke that held it up last time, Andrew.
My memory's fading, Roy.
Fair dinkum, Bix.
Just at the end of the season or towards the end of the season, there was some talk about a city base. What's the future of that? Is Adelaide actively looking to move closer to the city, or are they locked into where they are now?
Yeah, well, we've got a long-term lease where we are now, so 40-odd years, and it's a tremendous facility that's still, not very old. So we're very happy where we are. It's a great elite, training centre, and that's where our focus is at the moment. There's no plans to immediately move. I mean, we want to speak frankly on this stuff, and the frankness is we're happy where we are.
Yep.
But as was reported last week, you know, Westlakes, you know, has been sold.
Yeah.
So I don't know what might confront me in the coming years as to, you know, whether someone wants us to stay there or wants us to go. So we'll just have to treat that as a watching brief. But we've got a relatively new facility and we're based there at the moment, and that's where our existing focus is.
What about the draw? I don't think we've spoken to you since that. In terms of the balance between the commercial playing, all the big drawing teams, and the and whether teams lie on the ladder, from a pure football point of view, it looks like it's a pretty favourable draw, particularly the first half of the year. How does that balance off with the commercial opportunities?
Yeah, I'm never going to say it's a good footy draw. So we'll have to, you can ask Walshy whether he thinks that's the case, mate. But look, I think it's a balanced draw for us. So, yeah. You know, we play some, you know, we play some of the, you know, the big Victorian clubs. We've got a, you know, a blockbuster 25th anniversary game, you know, on the Thursday night against Hawthorne.
Yep.
You know, we've got another game on a Friday night. We've got another on a Saturday night. We've really got a mix across the scheduling spots. So I think there's a little bit in it for everyone.
Mm.
You know, would we like a little bit more? You know, another big team, maybe another night game, yeah, we would, but yeah. So we went okay with it, and you know, I'm expecting that come Easter Sunday against North Melbourne, there will be a pretty healthy crowd that turns out.
Andrew, you mentioned community club, and that is exactly what the Crows are, spawned from the SANFL. We had a couple of texts and emails through voting for the two members on the board, and I think that's a great thing that your members can vote for two members on the Adelaide Footy Club's board. When will the votes and the voting slips and the nominations come out for that?
That's right. So up on our website the next couple of days will be all of the information relating to Excellent. That process, so the constitution, the election rules, and all the information that you need to both view it yourself and to nominate.
And I think a lot would say a lot overdue, long yeah. time overdue that, so yeah. well done.
Yeah, no, look, it's a fantastic position for the club to be in, obviously, since, you know, regaining our licence yeah. and the move yeah. to independence provides this opportunity for the first time, and it's great for, you know, members to have the opportunity to elect people to the board that, you know, runs the club that they so passionately support. So there'll be two members that will be able to be elected in February, on February 25th, when we hold our AGM. So, you know, we look forward to seeing some quality nominations come through, and you know, it's a real honour, I think, to, you know, be a member of the board of the Adelaide Football Club. You know, it comes with obligation to, you know, to look to grow the club and invest back into the community, and to, you know, put in place a great footy team. But it's, you know, I know that it's something that you know, the right people would enjoy.
Text message from Jans is saying, when will the membership package information be available on the club website?
Yes, I think it'll all be up tomorrow. So if people jump online tomorrow and visit 9thman.com.au, they'll see all that they need to see. So we're just rolling through the automatic renewals at the moment, but all the information on all the categories will be up on the website tomorrow.
Well done, Andrew. Thanks for driving in and seeing us face to face. It's great. The AFC website, that's all you got to do. Get on there, all the membership packages there. Onwards and upwards 2015. You can real sense of excitement. You can really see it in Andrew's eyes.
Freshness, indeed.
Well, it is, and then the club needed that, Bix. That's why you're sitting there.
I was new that was said that way.
Well, that's how I roll, mate. Andrew, well done. Thanks for coming in. We'll keep in touch, and look, onwards and upwards would be fantastic. Thanks
Joe. Thanks for your support, and thanks for the support of 57,000 members, and hopefully growing it in season 2015.
The race is on. It starts now.
Yeah,
get that up on the website.
Get on board.
First to 60,000. Well done. Andrew Fagan, our guest, CEO of the Adelaide Footy Club.